Inconsistent.
We're trying again. We're going at it again.
Go ahead.
So first things first, I Papa freaks all the honeys. You don't know where that's from because you don't listen to Biggie Smalls. All right. News. Let's start live first news. It's funny how last time we kind of mentioned, you particularly brought it up, the balloon from China.
Bro, I've been saying this shit for fucking years, bro. You have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Everyone's talking about what we just talked about that hasn't come out yet. That's the next episode.
Yeah.
That's coming out today? Tomorrow? No, next week. Wow. Yeah. I always get this confused.
But everybody now was talking about the balloon from China, this new one. You heard about it, right? You didn't heard about it. They just spotted another balloon.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So what's this one about?
We don't know yet.
The same shit.
When I say we, I mean the public. NASA. The government knows. We don't know. They're not going to tell us right away. You know what I'm saying? It's not like the news gets the freaking reports from the military right away. We'll find out eventually. The public, meaning me and you. But the government knows where it's from. They know where it came from. They know why it got here. I was watching a video where they're like, they don't shoot it down until it reaches the United States because they want to capture whatever falls. So they don't want to drop it into the ocean. It's going to get wet. It's going
to
ruin.
So they probably shoot it precisely to its...
to land. There's probably a guy with a
blanket. No, you know in Star Trek, they're like target its weapon systems. Now it's like, it's not a threat. Yeah, we're just floating now together.
They should shoot it with a freaking blowgun.
Exactly. It's probably that precise.
And it'll just drift down.
That's it.
And they just capture it with a blanket. All right, we got it. But yeah, so there's another one coming.
Yes.
What is it about? I don't know.
Did you hear about all this talk about how they're buying up land near strategic areas and military bases?
Yeah.
Bitch, didn't I say all this shit?
Canada's gonna attack us.
And I hate to be that guy because I definitely didn't come up with this first. There's someone way smarter than me that was like, yeah, this is going to happen.
Well, I mean, most of it is Canada. So we think, unless Canada's going to attack us, we're all right.
Bro, they have land.
That's it. Just one land.
Should it be illegal to buy land?
For another country? I think so, yeah. For people from a country? No. That's the problem. He has to think about what I'm saying.
It's like, how do you have, you know,
let's say like this, if I go to China,
how do you have immigrants coming over and know the difference whether or not their interests are the United States or their own country?
Exactly.
If they came here and they pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States
of America, you don't know the rest of it?
For to the Republic, for Richard Stance. Who's Richard Stance?
I don't know, but that nigga rich. It's in his name.
We pledged allegiance to him. But
we do.
That's like me and you going to China and like, oh, I want to buy some farmland. And the cheapest farmland is by the military base.
But you can't do that in China. They're going to know you're fucking Mexican. I mean, Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but still, what I'm saying, if we bought it and then all of a sudden the news came up like, America's buying land. And it's like, well, it's not America. It's me. But if the United States government was like, we want to buy land, then that's like. But again, we don't know. It could just be me, you go to China.
Yeah, and we represent China.
And the United States government hits us up. It's like, yo, I'll give you $1 million if you buy that land.
Yes.
Like, yeah, bro. Give me $20, I'll buy it. Just pay me. Yeah.
So what do you think it is? You think that it's part of an invasion?
I think it could be.
And is that the what if that we're going to do?
Well, sort of.
I knew it. I knew it. We think the same, nigga. We're married.
But not that kind of a what if. Not that kind of evasion.
Okay. What else you got for the news?
You
saw the balloon capsule thing that they're going to have so you could see. It's like $100,000 and you're like in a high altitude.
No.
You can see the whole. Yo, bro, it looks crazy. I thought that's what you were talking
about.
That's
like going to space, basically.
It is a balloon, and the capsule looks like a balloon, but it's being held by this huge freaking...
The only thing is, if it's floating with air, it's not in space, technically. Because air couldn't go to space.
Nah, the capsule's like...
So it goes dumb high. No, but what's bringing it up?
I have no idea, bro.
It has to be, if it's a bubble, an air bubble. helium or hot air. There's only a certain height it could possibly
go to. $100,000?
You're up there for dumb long probably, though, so it's probably worth it. Compared to doing... I mean, you'll go higher with a rocket ship probably, but it's quick. With the balloon, you won't go as high, but it takes so long to get there, and now you enjoy more of the experience.
You're taking pictures.
You wouldn't enjoy weightlessness, though. You won't feel that. You'll still feel the weight.
Nigga, I don't know. I just saw this.
You'll see something, though. You'll be like, whoa, it's dope up here. Would you see the curvature, you think? I don't think it's
high. Hell yeah.
I don't think it's high enough, bro.
Bro.
You know how you got to be to see the real curve?
They got the science, bro. All this.
They got the science.
They got the science. All this shit is fake. Star Trek. I talk to more and more people that believe all this stuff is fake, that Earth is flat, that the moon is full of copper and going to turn red like biblical times, yeah. The end times are coming.
I mean, that's more about the American education system than it speaks about what's real and what's fake.
Yeah, but this is where that phrase that when people say common sense, and I'm like, sense isn't always common.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really not, because some people actually believe in this shit.
Some people are so woke, they're just
asleep.
They need to go to sleep. They're like,
with the babies like tripping over. Yeah,
that's what they are right now. They're so woke.
Yeah, did you ever use that term? Don't lie. I know you have.
Don't what?
That you're woke. You ever told somebody you're woke?
I mean, yes, as a joke, like to mess with them.
Oh.
Or I say, I'm woke. I'm woke. Let the guys use the girl bathroom. I'm woke.
How did woke become a bad word?
I do that at work. We have a men's bathroom, a women's bathroom. And I'm like, I'll just go to the women's bathroom. If you want, you go too. I'm woke. I don't discriminate.
I see bathrooms now that say...
I don't even look at it anymore. I don't even see the W, the M. I just walk right in. What they going to say to me? I can't use the bathroom?
If you would do that, you would be going to jail.
No, it's legal.
Over here?
Yeah, New York State, baby.
Nah, bro, you're going to get slapped.
I might get slapped, but I won't go to jail.
You will.
In fact, the person slapping me might go to jail before me.
You're getting slapped.
You can use any bathroom you want now. New York City, baby.
I went to the racetrack thing when I broke my rib again. And recently.
Raceway Park. That one?
Nah, I don't know what it's called. Speedway, yeah, I guess. But effed up my rib. It was really fun, though.
The one in Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, we're making a plan to go to that in April.
Who's we?
My job. The guys at my job.
Have fun.
There's going to be like 40 of us. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. I told him, like, yo, we should sneak in paintball guns. And as we're driving, we shoot at each other.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely
never we'll get good. Kicked out. We'll never see us again. Eh, whatever.
You're not even getting in with that stuff. It's funny because they scan you with the...
They do?
They scan you with the metal detector.
With the baton? That's good to know. See, what a waste of time.
So don't waste your time bringing paint guns. But the funny thing about the baton, it's off. You can tell it's off. They're just doing
a show. Oh, they're doing
a dance.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. We got skipped. We didn't hear our number. Meanwhile, we were paying attention. We were looking at the board. And
it's like the DMV?
Bro, it's 2 hours.
Of the wait?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're going to be so...
So we got skipped. I was like, seriously?
They have alcohol there?
They have alcohol.
Eesh. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody's not drinking, right?
Not me.
Be responsible. But we waited. But normally you would wait 45 minutes in between each lap. You get three for $80, bro. You get three. But we didn't have to wait. It was like back to back. We came out the first one. We went to use the bathroom. They were calling our number. I was like, oh, shit. We got to go.
You're still pulling your pants up from the women's restroom? Like, oh, my God.
Bro, I made a sharp turn, and my rib went right into the frame of the seat. Oh, my God. I think I was doing at least 35 miles per hour.
Did you scream?
I screamed like it was the first time. I screamed.
Oh, my God,
bro.
All right. Yeah. Well, did you see the private company landed on the moon?
Yeah, that took all the NASA shit. NASA was like, yo, can we get an Uber?
Yeah. They were like, hey, you know, for us to do stuff, it's government tape.
Costs a lot of money.
If we slide you some money, we'll give you some stuff to put on it. Can you send it up there for us? Way cheaper for NASA to do it. You know what I found out? Just because I'm looking at this rocket thing, whatever. If you take what they did with Apollo, just one mission. Apollo, whatever, 11, the one that landed on the moon. And you take the amount of money they spent on that, and you
Compare it to today.
Inflation today, $22 billion for that one mission. $22 billion. That's more funding than we give the entirety of NASA now.
$22 billion?
For one land on the moon, come back. Done. $22 billion. That's insane, bro. $22 billion. And they were like, the people were like, why don't they go to the moon tomorrow? Like, you gonna pay? You want them to take money out of your taxes? They're probably saving money from the 1960s still to afford this next mission. Every time they get a budget, like, all right, save half of that. You gotta pay for the next one.
But this wasn't Elon Musk that helped them. It was some other.
No, company. Elon Musk. Elon Musk was the rocket that sent them up, and then it was another company that had the satellite, whatever it is that landed, the lander. And then what I heard, I haven't seen the video yet, I've been looking for it. Apparently, as they were descending,
it fucked up and tipped over.
Not that one. That was a different mission. That was a whole other country, I think, that did that, that it tipped over and fell.
I thought that was us, but it was still transmitting and doing the scan.
No, that was a different, I think, I mean, maybe I don't hear about it, but one like a week or two earlier landed on the moon and it fell sideways, but it still worked.
I'm telling you, there's one that just fucked up. Don't worry, it's still working.
I'm telling you, there's one
that fucked up. It's just working like this.
Yeah.
Like the pizza tower.
So apparently what happened is as it was descending, it had this thing where it shot out a little tiny like box or whatever with like a 360 camera, I guess, and it shot down ahead of it and it landed like to the right a couple and it recorded itself landing. So we get a third person view of it landing now.
Conspiracy.
I said it's over. Yeah, what's a camera guy? How'd he get there first? They do that now with the moon landing. What, you know, the recording, the one that shot up and they recorded it going up. They're like, why they left the camera guy behind? Even though there's like three failed attempts of them doing that, and they finally got one. On the third mission, they got it.
Can you imagine to think about all these things? Like, to plan a mission like that?
I know, it's insane.
To go to another...
Bro, I'm thinking about podcasts, how long it takes for us to plan this crap.
It took like 45 minutes just imagine to get to freaking
getting to the moon. I have an idea for a crazy idea for a podcast when we're done here. But, yeah, it's a private company. So they funded, you know, whatever, the research and development. And NASA, just like SpaceX... Remember, SpaceX was like that. That's how they started. NASA was like, yo, if you could take stuff up for us, we'll give you some money. And then Elon Musk was like, well, yeah, of course.
What happened to those niggas?
What niggas?
The SpaceX niggas.
SpaceX? What do you mean? That's Elon Musk.
Built. Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. You're thinking about XPRIZE.
Yeah.
Who won that one? That was a Virgin Galactic.
Yeah, Virgin Galactic. The fat guy.
Fat guy.
Old guy.
No, what are you talking about? Virgin Galactic is a young guy. Richard Branson.
I'm thinking about somebody else.
Yeah, he's the one that sent. No, that was Blue Origin that sent. What's his name? William Shatner up to space. That was Blue Origin. That was crazy. Think about the companies.
You got Shatner Virgin was Galactic. Like, he was crying.
And then meanwhile, Jeff Bezos. Yeah, Jeff Bezos. As he was crying, he's like, "Shut up! It's my turn to talk." You see the video? He's like, "It was beautiful." And Jeff Bezos was like, "Get out the way! You had enough time on TV. My turn."
Get out of here, Captain.
Yeah. So you have Virgin Galactic that does flight. You could pay for them, and then you go up in, you know, lower Earth orbit, they call it. And then they have Virgin Galactic. They have Blue Origin, and now we have Tesla. I think Blue Origin also gets contracts off NASA to send stuff into space, satellites. Now we say NASA, but NASA's not the only company that's doing it. Mind you, there's all their.
It's a cluster.
AT&T needs their help because they need more satellites. They need more satellites.
Need a lot of help. Yeah. AT&T is bleeding right now.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the news.
That's it.
What, you got something else?
No, just the regular stuff. You know, people dying.
Who died?
I don't know. Somebody definitely died.
Oh. Damn, you made it seem like somebody's dead.
We got to leave the news in a negative note. That's what the news is, bro. Like, get with it. Don't start messing with the keyboard, bro.
Which one's the one for both of us?
So it's easy, these two. Everything else, don't touch. Hey. Don't touch anything else. Hey. See, this nigga has ADHD.
What's the one for both of us, though? The one that's up there.
That one is minus. All right. Go ahead.
News. No more news. News is over, guys. Thank you. Thank you for joining in to Noticiero 47.
Univision.
Univision.
En breve.
47 is actually not. Univision is 41. 47 is Telemundo.
Telemundo got with Channel 7, right?
Yeah.
They got with
it. They sold their soul to the Democrats.
And it's crazy because on Sundays, you know, randomly they'll say a few phrases in Spanish.
Channel 7?
Channel 7.
Disney. You know that's Disney, right?
No.
Channel 7 is owned by Disney.
Disney's dying right now.
Disney owns everything.
Thank God they do, right? Yeah. That's how they're still
alive. They get a little bit of money from everybody. That's how they stay alive. They can mess up on these projects and, like, yeah, we get a little bit of money from everybody else.
Lay off a few hundred and we're good. Yeah. Balance it out.
They're just minions. All right.
All right. What you got for the what if?
All right, guys.
Hold on a second. Yeah, it's just us.
All right. All right. What if? Here we go. I got to wet my whistle.
Little slut.
What if aliens invaded the Earth? So I'm thinking about it. And as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, there's so many different scenarios that we can consider. So let's just think of the most basic one, okay? And then we'll work our way to the most intense. So the most basic one is that we detect life on some faraway star or planet, right? You know how NASA could kind of tell, depending on what light bounces off this planet, what it's made out of? You know what I'm saying? So like if the light comes back red, we know it has iron or something like that. Yeah. But there's a way to detect if it has oxygen, because oxygen is volatile, so it doesn't last for a long time unless something makes it. And that's how they can tell there's plants or some kind of life there breathing it out. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, it would never exist. It would just go into the atmosphere.
Oh, what if the new, not the Hubble but the recent one that they shot out, yeah, the more advanced
James,
one?
James Webb.
The Webb one. Boom. So what about if that one caught an image of a planet distant, and we could see close enough in the planet, or that we could make out that it has like a space station like we do?
So that's one of the things they said that they think they detected.
This
is actually real. They actually think they detected lights on the planet, on the dark side, when their star is on the other side, when there's not supposed to be no light. They kind of detect light in the planet. So they're like, we don't know. That's why big people that overreact, or like they saw a city on that planet. They don't see that. It could be a volcano. We don't know what it is.
Okay, so it's announced.
NASA comes out, the president, Joe Biden comes on, he forgets what he's saying, somebody else comes and tells him, and they detect what they are at this point 99% positive that they believe that they find life on a distant planet. So then from what's the reaction? Se cayó alguien.
Somebody fell.
So what's that's whoever's listening right now is like, oh my god. So what's the reaction? Shocked. What's the reaction of the public, right? I think most people would be like, it's not true, it's fake.
Right now?
I think if they did it right now, most people are like, it's fake.
The Christians would be like, those are demons.
Yeah.
You got the fake niggas, the demon niggas, and then you got the people that would believe it.
I think there's going to be believers.
How many percentage? So if we knocked out the demons ones,
I think like 30%.
The non-believers.
30% are going to actually believe.
30% are going to actually
believe. And then from that percentage that believe, I think maybe 5% really matters too. Because most people are like, I still got to go to work. All right, so then I don't care. If I got to wake up and go to work, forget it. I don't care. It's not important to me.
Are we going to get a check in the mail?
Yeah, yeah. I don't care. I got to keep working. Wow, aliens, I believe you. All right, I got to go to work.
As long as I don't have to get a vaccine. Yeah.
So then we got that. So the next one I can think of is, what if there's a slow... You know, we kind of got telescopes looking up in the sky everywhere. What if there's a... Do you remember? I don't know if you remember. This is years ago. We were old enough to remember this. Remember the Shoemaker-Levy comets?
No.
So that this random guy that had a telescope in his backyard was tracking this light that he didn't know what star it was, and he noticed that it was moving. So he reported it to NASA, and NASA started taking their telescopes and looking at it, and they realized, oh snap, these are comets coming our way. So it's not just a star, it's an actual comet coming towards us. So they started watching it for a long time. I don't know if you remember, this is years ago. And on the news, they were saying, we don't know where it's headed. NASA's still trying to figure out where it's going towards. But it is coming towards us, Earth. So for like a week, nobody knew what was happening.
And it was close, but it didn't?
Not that it was mad far. Like a month or two away. And they knew it was coming our way, but they didn't know the trajectory just yet. Because they kind of got to watch it a little bit to kind of make a line of where it's going. Anyway, when it finally came out, I realized it's going to be hit. It's going to hit Jupiter. And then as it was coming towards Jupiter, the gravity of Jupiter kind of made the comet break up in pieces. And there's video of it, you know, just like, you know, it's like when I say video, I mean like pictures that the comet broke up and it's falling into Jupiter. It's like boom, 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 boom. And as Jupiter spun and came back the other side, there's a bunch of black spots from it hitting Jupiter. And one of the NASA guys measured the, compared to the planet, the black spot. And they're like, that black spot that it left is bigger than Earth. If that thing would have hit us, we would have been gone.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Bro. Can you imagine?
But Jupiter sucked it in. So it was coming. I don't know if it was coming towards Earth or where it was going towards, but it got close enough to Jupiter that it got pulled in. So, okay, so the scenario is this. What if somebody also detects the lights, NASA zooms in, and they're saying that the trajectory that is coming in is irregular, that it's actually turned. So it's not, it went straight and then it stopped and then it turned. So they're like, okay, we know that's artificial. And we have video this time and we can show the Earth.
What would happen then?
Well, that's okay, so stop right there. How will people react?
Still 30%.
I think more people will believe. And I think the religious people will kind of get a little crazy. They might even be cults.
That hell, pop up. Oh yeah, so we got to go back to the first one. Cults, yeah, would form.
Cults will form, yeah. For the city one, maybe cults, but I think for this one where you actually see like, oh snap, something actually moved. Like there's a smart, there's an intelligence that made that thing move.
Did they notice us?
Yeah. Or maybe they moved and went a different direction, like they didn't notice us.
National security worry that the shift in course by the aliens might be a sign that they detected us. The Pentagon is weighing in on the matters and looking at defenses and assure that we are keeping an eye on things, quote unquote. Mr. President's plan is to go out live. Ivanka Trump, Miss Madam President.
What am I?
Did you see Trump's? Lines? Did you see Trump's imitation of him? Bro, I died.
So that's,
play that right now.
But he always goes like this. And then there's a stare right there, right? Then he starts.
Okay, that's cool. So now, the next progression would be, now, reset the scenario. We see that the light's coming, and it's going in a direction. But this time it turns, but it's coming towards us now. Right? Now we're getting serious. Now we're actually getting real. The confirmation is getting more and higher and higher. And then eventually it shows up, and it's just a ship. Now shows up, it's in the sky.
Like a probe?
Okay, so let's say a probe. Let's say an unmanned probe or probe.
Oh, God, we're
it just,
fucked.
It goes into the atmosphere. No, not atmosphere. It goes into orbit, and it just orbits our planet, and it just stops. And NASA and military and everybody's looking up, and they're checking it, and they're like, it's scanning the Earth. And it's pushing, you know, it's sending a signal somewhere. And they check, and it's Alpha Centauri, whatever. The next star system over. You know, now we have time.
Because time for what? What about if that probe has a virus?
So we believe it has time because judging by how long it took to, from the first time we saw it to the time we got here, we can guess how fast their ships are going to be as they come. So we can guess how much time we have.
Because we're looking. We're constantly watching.
So we know that it sent a signal. The signal is going to take 4 years to get there. We know that for sure. Because travel, the light's not going to go faster than that. So we know we got at least 4 years. Probably more because God knows how long it's going to take for them to get to us. You know? They're not going to go faster than the speed of light, so we guess maybe another 4 years. Unless they got warp speed, but we don't know that yet.
And they might send a signal instead of sending anything exactly. else to try to communicate.
So now there's a there. Now what do we do?
But I the guess window's still 4 years. Even if they send a signal, that gives us another 4.
That's the minimum time we have is 4 years. Maximum 8?
No, 12.
12, maybe even more, depending on how fast their ships
because
are.
Because if again, we're assuming that they send the signal back, like, what up, motherfuckers? Yeah. And we're like, what up, motherfuckers? That's another 4 years going back. So it's no, like, oh,
what I think would happen is they would the probe is scanning to tell the host alien what's on this planet. So the alien knows what's on that planet. So either they can send a signal or they could be like, they have water. We need water.
So the probe is scanning and
looking for life, a hospitable planet.
To report back.
Because they need help. Whatever. That'll be my... Well, why would they send a probe for science? If this was just for science, they'll just communicate it with us through the probe. But I think what we would do as humanity, either the military or NASA, they'll probably send something up there to like land on it, or you know, a space shuttle will get next to it and just send out astronauts.
No, but instantly, the fact that they sent the probe is a sign of hostility, right? And the probe,
we don't know that.
Hold on. And the probe, like, it gets here. Zoom. It's NASA's reporting it's hovering over the atmosphere, is going. We notice it. All these conferences, the NATO, the Alliance, everyone's talking
together. And it just stays in orbit.
It stays in orbit, but then it starts leaving.
If it leaves, it's even worse. I'd rather it stay.
That's what I'm saying. If it leaves, that's the sign right there. They're coming for us.
Yeah. Well, we don't know that. It could just be science-based. They're checking. They probably get... Imagine them. They're receiving the signal. Oh, my God, there's life.
Nah, I think that...
Let's go talk to them.
If we don't shoot them down, we'll blame someone else for shooting it down.
Yeah.
Or trying to.
But I think we would go up there and examine it before we shoot anything down. Because we want the technology. They made it here. It's scanning. It's automatic. Does it have an AI system? We want it. We want to know all the information we can before we shoot it down.
What would that do to the world? Imagine seeing that on your phone, breaking news. Everyone's watching it. Like, you can't even... It's like more powerful than an Amber Alert. And it's just like...
More powerful.
More powerful than an Amber, right?
Fuck Amber. Aliens, nigga.
Aliens. Fucking aliens. And you're watching them trying to like board it.
Oh, man. And then they go to J-Chart open, and then it electrocutes them and kills them.
Astron just floats. Or as our shuttle gets closer to it, it just lasers it. And disintegrates.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, bro.
Now we're scared. Now we shoot it down. And now if we shoot it down, did we just enact war?
Yes.
The other aliens are like, you destroyed our property, you filthy monkeys. That's what's going to happen, bro. All right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's a real possibility.
Yeah.
And that's assuming that we get to it first.
Yeah.
What if China's like,
no, shoot it down now.
No, China's going to absorb it.
Oh, we want it.
Grab it.
What if they already have something we don't know about? Some technology?
They grab a plunger.
Yeah. A freaking harpoon. With a rope. They already have a satellite ready for that. And NASA's like scrambling to launch something.
Oh, my God.
And China comes like, you didn't know we had this. They just pull it. They absorb it. Like it just, then they just start scanning it. Then they take that technology before. Now we can't get it. If we want the technology, now we got to start a war. We got to go up there and try to capture China's satellite. China's like, yo, that's our stuff. I'm going to nuke you guys. And that's it. World War III.
All right. Wow. So we went off that rabbit hole. But right. Let's go back to the
Rewind.
Okay. Now
fast forward. Okay. Now we see the probe coming. It's coming towards us. But this time when it comes to us as people or aliens or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Now chaos, I think. This is chaos. It's not the maximum chaos, but damn, it's did some chaos.
The religious people
are off the hook.
Gone. They're fucking Alleluia, gone.
He's doing coming. He's coming. All that's going to happen.
Yeah.
All that's going to happen. Or some people are like, these are our gods. God sent them here.
Oh, and they'll be on all sides like that.
Yeah.
Religious people. Then
within people.
Atheist people would be like,
I'm not atheist anymore. There's something there. God has to exist.
No, it's just another species. That just proves that evolution and we're just random particles now, that pop up.
Now, yeah, just okay.
So to
just
them, it's like, look, there is no God. Look at our friends.
We just look at through the window.
Now we got to add it to the LGBTQ+ aliens.
Okay, I think chaos. Chaos in the streets. Cats and dogs living together. It's chaos.
Definitely the religious people. Yeah. I think that the
governments of the world, I think, will be like, we need an emergency meeting.
You think the governments will get together like Star Trek?
I think so. They will have to. United States and China, they'll reach out to each other. Like, we have problems.
Well, the ones that are already allies are just going to be even tighter. Like,
yeah. You see this shit? But I think that's probably the first meetings within the allies. And then they'll eventually come to the places like, we need everybody's help. We all need to work together to try to figure this out. We still got problems. But I think in this moment right now, we really need to put those problems to the side.
Yeah, we'll fuck each other up later.
Yeah, we'll fuck them up. We need to find out what they're about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if that's the case and you're one side and I'm the other, I'm while we're fighting this common cause, I'm still going to be looking at you from the side of my eye. Like,
you're gold ducat, that's why.
What?
You're gold ducat. Gold ducat?
Gold ducat. That's you.
Y'all don't know who gold ducat is. That's this nigga right here.
You're an asshole. All right. Fair enough.
All right. Okay, now that scenario kind of branches off too, because it's what if the aliens show up and like, we're coming from a dying planet. We don't have anything in our ship. This was the last ditch effort. We finally saw you guys. We went. In fact, things are so bad, we lost half our people on the way here because they starved to death. We need help, please.
And, then now our alliance is, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, yeah. Russia and United States got guns to each other. Like, they're our people.
They're in our atmosphere, yeah. Whatever, over us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would be fighting.
And then, bro, just think about the comfort. Like, what do you guys eat? Can you guys eat what we have? Maybe you can't. Show us what you eat. Like, show us what it's made out. Give us a rundown.
Bro, it would be chaos because people wouldn't. I try to think about it.
Enough thinking. But this is.
People wouldn't want that shit.
No. A lot of people would be like, again, they're religious.
Our government would. Some people in our government would be like, nah, get that overseas. Like, let them land in, like, Puerto Rico or, you know. Yeah. One of those like territories we got, you know. Don't
send them to Guam.
Send them to Guam, exactly.
Because what if they got diseases? We don't know
exactly. Like put them
in quarantine.
That's don't even do Area 51. We know you got some shit in Area 51.
Send them to an island where there's nothing. Stop there. We send our guys with freaking spacesuits to them. All right, we gotta check you guys. Maybe check some blood out to see.
Yeah,
we gotta check all that. But from that point forward, I mean, this scenario, they're peaceful. They don't want no problems. They just need help. Their ship, their technology level is kind of similar to us, but it's not too far advanced. So they're struggling. You know what I'm saying? They're like, our planet was dying. We have no choice. This was the last ditch effort for our race to survive. We launched stuff into space. We weren't ready for space, but we had to do it. We launched ourselves into space. Our planet died, and we just went. We looked for the closest star system. We just went towards it.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And with the...
That could be us. That's our story backwards. You know, we always talk about that in movies, that we do that. You know, the planet dies, we send rockets to another close universe planet to try to survive and procreate humanity.
That's our story.
Yeah. So now reverse is they come to us and we're like, oh snap.
Nah, there's not enough room here, bro. Yeah, you gotta
go to the next one. Sorry.
Find another planet.
There's Trump is like, build a wall. Build a wall.
Nah, just to have their technology alone would be chaos, and like people would
again, if their technology is similar to us, if it's not too far advanced from us, it's like, all right, or if we still want it, there's no doubt about it, because
it could be totally,
because think about just us being friends with aliens. How did you get to this point? Give us your history. We want to know everything about you guys. Do you guys have religion?
What's your culture? What's your religion? Do you have different races?
Yeah, show us.
Do you have Chinese niggas?
Yeah, imagine they're just black people. Oh. And we're like, oh my gosh. The black people are like, we told you we're the first people. We told you.
Don't start this shit, bro. Don't get them started, por favor.
But yeah. But you know, there's so much that we can learn from them. Like, you know, do you have evolution? How did that happen?
Do you believe in a God? Do you got the Bible? Did Jesus go over there?
Imagine they're like, no, we don't believe in evolution. Our God made us. That's it. They don't have no, that's what they believe. Imagine it was a religious cult from their planet. They were like, the end of the world is coming. Everybody's like, they're crazy. And then they launched space. The end of the world did happen, but they got away. And then the cult landed on our planet. Like, we need help. Seventh-day Adventist, Jehovah's Witness, all them niggas.
It's over.
Yeah. Now they're gonna influence our they're gonna influence our people with their weird beliefs and
ideologies.
And now they're like, okay, we gotta believe them.
You have to eat your firstborn.
Yeah, this is the way.
This is the way.
You have to eat your firstborn. You guys are letting your firstborn live?
What?
No wonder your planet is like this.
You're weakened. The firstborn has the fertileness for life longevity. In the XY
life longevity.
In the XY chromosome, you dumb apes.
Yeah. All right. They come to our planet. Next scenario. They come to our planet. They land. But, no, not that they land. Well, okay, let's just say they land. They land just like they just like they should in the movies.
We
they
are
come, they land. Just like Elon Musk rocket. We see it coming. They as they're coming, they kind of give us a signal.
Bro, we got jets in the air, satellites, yeah. Pointing lasers.
But they like speak to us in our language because they found the Voyager 2 that has all the languages on it.
Oh, they were just like,
and they were scanning it. They're playing it back to us.
You seen that on this phone?
No.
Bro.
The Voyager 2?
The automatic translation?
Oh, no. So, okay. So, they're sending a signal to us saying, hey, we come in peace. Please, we just need to land. We want to speak to your leader. They come. We let them land. They come out. They come to speak to our leader.
There'll be helicopters.
They land. The president shows up. They walk out.
No, the president wouldn't be there.
Okay, yeah, whoever comes. And then as soon as whoever comes, they immediately just obliterate them.
Secretary of Defense.
They just kill him. He explodes into ashes. They shoot him with something that he just turns into dust.
I would get up, take a shit, and eat everything I have in my refrigerator. That's what I would do, nigga.
That's a reaction to the apocalypse.
I would get high.
I bought this, I'm eating it all.
Just eating everything and just like, wow, bro.
And then the military starts shooting at them. It's like nothing. Just shields. They're just looking at us like pitiful humans. They don't even have guns. They just point at us. Because it's part of whatever suit or whatever it is they have. They just blows up.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't even blow up. It's just like, imagine it turns into ashes and you just go. And just kind of.
Oh, my God.
Chaos. And then they just want to enslave us. They need us. They need our flesh to survive.
They eat us?
They need us, yeah.
As food.
And then they tell us thousands of years ago we came to your planet and your people worshipped us as gods. We took some of you guys for food. And we're
like, bro, we got fucking cows and chickens, bro.
We can't eat that.
What?
We need human flesh. You guys have the essence of life that we need.
We can make flesh now.
No, but they what they really want to eat is our spirit, our soul.
That's you really see, you brought the
Diablo.
You brought the Christians back. You brought the Christians back to the conversation.
All right,
we were doing so fucking good.
We need your soul. I want to suck it out of your mouth. Just inhaling our souls. And just turn to skeletons before that.
Like Halle Berry with the cat.
The cat?
Not Halle Berry. Drew Barrymore and the cat.
From that movie when she was a child?
When she was a kid?
Yeah.
The little gremlin?
Yeah, I forgot about that. It was such a good movie.
Right?
Jeez. That was a...
What was that movie called?
What's the name of the guy that writes those books?
Stephen King.
It was a Stephen King novel that they turned into a movie. How much money he made from those movies, right?
That nigga made a lot of movies, wow. Bro. It.
And you know he used to get high, right?
Hell yeah, he got high, bro. You have to be high to write misery.
Yeah.
That bitch was like on the next level of fucking crazy. When she sledgehammered his legs, his ankles, was it?
I want to watch it.
You don't remember Misery?
You know what's weird? I used to watch those as kids when I was young. I was so young. I can't even imagine letting my kids watch half these things.
Oh, there was no rated PG-13.
No, they just let us watch it.
It was like, you're going to see titties?
Yeah, you're going to see it all. Freddy Krueger, I was scared of Freddy Krueger. I still watched it. I had to watch it. My freaking aunt watched it right in front of me all day.
Poker Dice fucked me up. The Channel 3?
Poker Dice?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
With the little girl?
Poltergeist.
That one.
Poker Dice.
We got GEDs, you heard? When the little girl was touching the Channel 3?
You know something? That's an experience that these
When
kids,
I was a kid, I would go fast to Channel 3. Because you had to connect the Nintendo to it.
Yeah.
So it was like, you got to go to Channel 3. Turn it on. Make sure it's on already.
Before it come out. Get us?
Before it gets us.
I was thinking that's an experience that our kids would never see. Touching the electricity from the TV, the static.
And fearing the fur.
Yeah.
I used to be like,
Our kids have never experienced that.
Yo, we're the greatest generation to ever live. We went through a phase of growth in humanity that is unique to just us, nigga. Yeah. That's fucking weird.
You know what'd be crazy? If the aliens show up, but they have that technology still, and we're the superior.
Nigga, they would be like, oh my gosh.
They show up, they land, and they're like, they come to talk to us, and they look around, they're like, we have cell phones. And they're like, How is your screen so small?
Yeah.
Please, we want to learn from you. Imagine that.
That's that would be so. First of all, we would need to study them because the fact that they made it with that technology.
I mean,
maybe imagine the aliens. They're like,
think about how long, what technology needs to live in space.
Hold on. First of all, we're assuming that their time is the same as ours. What if they come, they look like us, but niggas are living until like 800 years old.
Yeah. Or less.
They
live to be 11.
Or like, would like it, if they, like Kes. So if they live.
Ocampas. Get at me.
Get at I me. Hate
the caretaker.
Shirt.
The I'm caretaker. Jealous.
No, but what if they live longer, but because they come here and the rotation is different, that they start aging like we do?
Yeah.
So they come here and then they like
they live normally to be 800 years,
but because of the
yeah, like 20 years later after they get here,
they're like mad old and frail.
People start dying. They're like, what's going on?
It's a disease by the humans.
They check it.
This planet is no good for us.
But they check their blood. They check it. They're like, we have nothing. What's happening?
We must go.
Flying through space.
We must leave now.
Twinkle little star.
Because this planet is no good for us. Oh, while we're at it, let's eat a few of them.
Yeah, take their soul. Oh, no.
Don't bring the Christians back in here.
Oh, what if they come? Oh, this is good, too. What if they come? They're peaceful. They want peace, but they have to give us a message. And we're like, what?
What the fuck is a message?
And they're like, we need your world leaders together. So we all plan, all the world leaders go to the UN.
Nah, we're not doing that.
They make a declaration and they go, we came here to tell you that we are peaceful, but there are others out there that are not peaceful. And they know you are here. And we came ahead of them to warn you that they're coming. And when they get here, they will kill and enslave your people. The only way for you to survive is to join our Galactic Federation.
Let's go. What you got?
Yes, yes, please.
We have a bunch of immigrants. We can make soldiers if you need.
We see you have weapons here, but you don't have the technology yet to roam space or whatever. We'll give you that technology, but we need some of your weapon technology because you see we see you have atomic weapons here in abundance, and we need them to survive. That's the trade-off.
Nah, but they give us guns and weapons.
Yeah, they give us the whatever they have. We do a trade, like we're free. You have everything we have, but we do need some of your nuclear bombs because we don't have that anymore. We don't have uranium. Your planet is in abundance. We need them to fight off these other aliens.
Yeah, but that's like giving you too much power.
For the nuclear bombs?
Yeah, what are you giving me? Some guns?
No,
yeah.
They're giving you the technology to get into space and survive. They want to help us. They want us to join the Federation. Just like the Vulcans helped us make these ships.
I know, but we're Star Trek fans, so we want that outcome. I'm trying to be the capitalist that we are currently as a peoples. So I'd be like, nah, fuck that. I mean, obviously, uranium.
Remember, if you don't do it, Russia will.
No. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Yeah. I'm a mother Russia, but if you already have technology that can get you here without uranium, and this is what you don't have and you need it. Yeah, you're gonna have. What you got? Let me see. What does it do?
Can it give you a way to fly into space without rockets?
We can figure that out. We already fly. We are the ones with this book, Nick.
What if it anti gravity?
Okay, now we're talking anti gravity. Anti gravity.
We're in space. That's how they travel. They make the gravity in the front low. The gravity in front of the ship heavy, so it pulls, and the gravity behind it push it. That's how you travel to space.
And then the ship they're sideways.
Sideways.
They would be straight, but
what does it matter? We're in space. Oh, but because they conquered gravity.
Yeah, they
their
could
floor.
Walk.
Yeah.
They don't lose bone marrow and mass.
We don't lose
muscle.
Anything. We're perfect. Star Trek. It's Star Trek.
Man.
In fact, when they come to our planet, they immediately fall like jello.
If aliens would come.
They're like, your gravity's so strong on this planet.
And we go over there, we're fucking like
bouncing around. They're like, you guys are powerful.
Wow.
Imagine we're like mad diesel compared to them. Just your regular average guy. They're like, whoa, this guy's strong.
That'll be crazy.
Like that movie, John Carter from Earth. It's an old Disney movie. It's mad good. But the planet he goes to, he goes to Mars, and the gravity is different. So when he gets there, he's mad strong compared to everybody. He's almost like a superhero. He can jump mad high. They're like, whoa. was just punching people. They went flying.
That's what's up. Yeah, yeah. That's the way to go.
But
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about.
I think that it's safe to say that if aliens came, well, first of all, if we got hard evidence that there's alien footage or imagery, I would say that there would be a split. But it would be more like 60-40, 60 people not really believing it or caring.
Yeah. I think once aliens show, if we could see them, I think that's a big, that's going to be the tipping
point. But if niggas are pulling up, whether it's a satellite, a probe, a ship.
Yeah, that's going to be the tipping aliens, point. Yeah, people are going to be like, they have to believe.
Be like,
nah, but you know what? People like Mike are going to be like, ah, that's a fake thing. They're fake.
And then the Christians will be like, those are demons. So you, either ways, you have, I would say, at least a 40% chance of shit.
And no matter how peaceful they come and, you know, the government comes or whatever.
We're still going to wall out.
There's still going to be people like, no, we have to kill them. They're demons.
Yeah.
And they're like terrorists. Plots. The Christians become terrorists. They're trying to kill them because we have to kill them.
They're demons.
They're demons. We're at war. This is a spiritual warfare.
I don't know. I kind of feel like the religious ones are kind of like soft.
No, they're the ones. What are you talking about? Allahu Akbar will destroy everybody. Christians are right there. They're one step away from becoming Allahu Akbar.
You think Christians will rise up? I feel like they're too soft.
Well, we have no reason. We're the dominant species.
Yeah, why would you complain when you're on top?
Yeah, we have nothing to fight about.
That's true.
You know, we're the quote unquote good guys.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, we.
That's a lot of people right there.
That's half the population of the earth.
That's a lot of people. You saying we? Yeah. No. So if it's a probe, a ship with people in it, it's gonna be straight. Yeah. Straight chaos.
Chaos.
There'll be people. Remember the movie like Don't Look Up or The Sky or something? And the people were like, oh, the aliens are coming, and they're like on top of the rooftop, and then they get blasted.
Oh, Independence Day.
Was it Independence Day?
And then she's holding the sign. Yeah, and they get blasted.
Yeah. There'll be those people, bro.
Yeah, yeah, they'll be there.
They'll be there.
Those are the atheists. Yeah. The Christians are like, don't do it, they're demons. And then when it happens, they're like, I told you they're demons.
The Christians will be in the basement with us.
Yeah. They'll be the last survivors. And then the world after is just chaos. Just crazy people. Because Christians are crazy.
The aliens wouldn't need to do much. They could just knock out our satellites, knock out.
If an alien wanted to destroy Earth, if they wanted to kill people on Earth, like they wouldn't even have to show up. All they have to do is push a couple meteors towards us.
Here.
They wouldn't have to shoot not one bullet. They go to the asteroid belt and just push it towards us. There you go.
Like pull,
not even just a little gravity, you know, pull it. Goodbye.
And then they're like,
yep, that's it. Boom. Okay, 75% of the population's gone. Okay, we can take it back now. They just land.
And it's perfect because the impact opened up all the minerals that we need in the core of the planet.
In my head, our planet is 70% water, or the surface is 70% water. So to me, I'm like, they probably want the water. But also, there's planets up out there that's just straight ice.
Just straight water. They could just melt it. Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto. Imagine. Oh, that'd be fun too. An alien show up. We see it go to a freaking Pluto.
And it just absorbs it.
It takes stuff and it just goes away. That's all we know from it. It just came. Half of Pluto's gone now and it flew away.
We need to get Pluto.
And everybody's like, what is going on? What was that? All over the news. We don't know what it was. Came to Pluto, was there for a few weeks, and now half of Pluto's gone and it flew away. We don't know what it is. We tried sending signals, it wouldn't talk back to us, it just disappeared.
All the flat earthers would refuse to believe it automatically.
They don't believe anything now. Something just landed on the moon yesterday or the day before, and I've already seen videos where this fake. I'm like, all right, whatever, bro.
What's the point of making it fake? What's the point of saying?
That's so much effort for nothing.
Like, what do they get out of it? Funding from the government?
Yeah, but they would get funding from the government regardless. If the Earth was fake, the Earth was flat, and there was a dome over the Earth, you think the government would have funded an agency to explore that? To figure out what it's made out of? How to get to the other side? It would just be... NASA would do that instead. Instead of going to space, they would do that.
Yeah.
You know? Because we want to explore. You know? Anyway.
What are you doing? In the scenario of them coming through?
It depends if I got to go to work the next day. If I got to go to work, I don't care. We'll just talk about it over eat dinner. I got to go to work in the morning. Let's go to sleep.
And then you just go to work and talk about it there.
But if I don't got to go to work, okay, now we got, because if I don't got to go to work, it's one or two scenarios. Either we're at war or the aliens gave us something that fixes everything. You don't got to worry about food no more. Everybody's healthy. We're
but just, for now, go back to work.
For now. I'm not going to work. Garbage is going to pile up in the streets.
Nigga, you go to work. That's what you're doing. You're definitely going to work. All right. So that was what if. What if? What would you do?
What would you do in this scenario?
I mean, there's not much. It's either you're not going to work or you're going to work.
That's it. That's the. That's what
Why
I want.
Why the fuck are we asking them for?
That's what I want from my aliens. Tell me if I got to go to work. Just mention that in the newscast. When you're saying, hey, earthlings.
Bro, you're going to have to go back to work.
Just tell us. Do we got to go to work or not?
Bro, in any scenario, you're going back to work. I'm going to tell you why. Because if it's war, we need your ass to work.
I'm probably going to go to war. I'm not going to go to work.
But you're going to go to work first until they figure that out.
Until they draft me.
If it's not war, if it's something that's going to help all humanity, they have unlimited power source. And they could turn matter into energy. So they could replicate food.
And it just takes a while for everybody to get it eventually. So still, I still got to go
to work. You still got to go to work.
I'm like, man, I was taking these things so long, so I stopped working.
Exactly. Regardless.
You know, imagine we drive around with trucks with it, with a big machine.
Unless enough people are, they lose their shit. They go bad shit, and they refuse to go to work. So half of the shit is not running.
Oh, that's going to happen. As soon as the aliens show up, half the people are not going to work.
Yeah, people are going
to
be hiding.
Because the end of the world to them. The war's over. Aliens showed up. End of the world.
They're going
to
be...
This is the apocalypse. Somebody's going to be like, the book of Revelation says right here. That's what's going to happen. The four horsemen. That's what's going to happen. And people are going to stop going to work.
It would be crazy in Costco's.
Costco's would be crazy, bro.
It would be a madhouse.
Yeah. Costco's would be chaos.
It would literally... Cops would have to be there.
It'll be safer for you to just stay home. People will be like, I want to go to work. I just can't because everybody else is going crazy. Let's stay home.
Like I think about the 99 cent store, and that nigga's just closing, trying to keep it locked.
If I owned any store, I'm closing it. All this stuff is mine now. Close the case. I'm not selling.
Gun.
I'm not selling nothing. This is mine.
That's what I'm saying. It's in a way, you're a target.
Yeah.
You shitting me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want any of it.
You can give it away. You need it. I'll just start killing people. Why not? The world's over. We're killing people. All right.
I don't know.
All right. What would you guys do if the aliens show up? Comment down below, like and subscribe.
You want to do some verses? Some random Stranger Danger?
We got to close the episode first.
It's already. Oh, we already said goodbye to them. They're gone.
All right.
They're not here anymore.
Check out this preview of the next episode of GED Squared.
Whatever, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, what would we imagine this plane of existence being? Right? What would you think it is? Like, if you had no idea it was a globe, I mean.
The established consensus was that it was flat, and it was the geocentric model that a lot of cultures and civilizations believed in. Like the Indian civilization, they studied the stars and the planetary motions so accurately in a flat Earth model. Right? It's only over the last 60 years.